にちは。ブラードコーナーの別のエピソードへようこそ。Hello and welcome to another episode of the Blurred Corner with your favorite host, Rich 先生。
Oh man, welcome back. I know I said Saturday, but Sunday's the Lord's day. It's only right. Sunday, the day He rose. But I don't believe none of that. But yeah, welcome back to the Blurred Corner. This episode, I'm gonna talk about some real shit. That some news I seen this week that was bothering me. So I'm on Facebook primarily most of the time, and I've recently seen this article of how this young girl in South Carolina went missing. Got off her bus, she was playing in her front yard, and she went missing. And it comes back the next day, like they found a body close to the residence, and then the neighbor was found dead as well. And it is hard for me to fathom what kind of people would take a 6-year-old child's life. Me as a girl dad, I find that unacceptable to accept that there's any reason where that's okay anywhere. But prayers out to her family and everybody in the involved situation. I hope they find closure. I hope you get to the bottom of this. Man, I grew up on both sides, man. I get it. I understand a lot of things, the ways of the streets, but kids are never okay. They're never to be touched. There's no money in kids. And for a while, that's how it used to be. But now, today, people are just fucking just wilding, wild crazy. It's unfortunate. But, man, I'm gonna have to change this topic, man, because it's starting to piss me off again. But, yeah.
リッチ先生のアニメのニュースとレビューの時間です。It's time for anime news and reviews with Rich 先生。
So, I've been on Facebook for quite a while, and I see that this whole 2020 best anime of the year thing was going on, I think through Crunchyroll and other various anime related sites. And it looks like Demon Slayer cleaned up. But maybe it's my biasness showing, but Demon Slayer was good, but it wasn't great. I mean, it was great, but it wasn't the best. It wasn't spectacular. The plot's mid. I mean, it's a shonen character. The plot's always mid, but it's about how you tell the story. Cool, I understand that. I get that. But, without its animation, Demon Slayer wouldn't hit on nothing. So I'm gonna take my time and go over a list of things that came out last year that's better than. We got a special guest. Hey, what are you doing? What are you doing in here? Thank you. Bye-bye. Oh, yes. Back to where I was. There were several anime that came out last year. For example, we had One Punch Man Season 2. It was alright. Midnight Oculus Civil Servants. Mix. The Messy Story. Kaguya-sama Love is War. That was fire. But like I said, there's a bunch. Boogie Pop and others. Fruits Basket was a big comeback. Let me see what else they had. Dr. Stone. Babylon. No Guns, No Life. Vinland Saga. Fire Force. My Hero Academia. Blade of the Immortal. Dororo. Carolyn Tuesday. Promised Neverland. Mob Psycho 100. You had Rising as a Shield hero. That time I reincarnated as a slime. What else was there that was bopping last year? That's all I can think of, but I mean, One Piece is continual. I'm not going to mention One Piece because it's an ongoing thing. I'm not going to mention Ace of Diamonds. I'm not going to mention anything with the continuance. So that's why I didn't count Black Clover, because it's been going on. But, for sure, like, Demon Slayer was good. I'll give it that. But it was not the best anime of 2019. We had too many hitters. So that'd be considered the best, period. Best anything. But, Demon Slayer is sacred. You can't speak on your opinion in public. You'll get coined as a hater or a weeb or whatever they else to use to try to insult you when you disagree with their opinions. But I just want to say that Demon Slayer wasn't the best of last season. Hell, Swords Art Online was much better than Demon Slayer last season. Yeah, I said it. The art, the swordplay, unrivaled. Let's keep it a buck. Demon Slayer's gonna go on. The manga's good. It's good. It's good. It's good for the hype. It's about to end as well too. And this nigga they've been fighting Muzan for the last couple chapters, and it's kind of getting repetitive. Like, my nigga, let's get rid of him. Let's do it. Finish it up. But maybe that's just me being a hater. But I do believe. Let me get my opinion. The best anime I seen last year, it would probably have to be The Rising of the Shield Hero. I felt like I identify with Naofumi in the gang way better than I did with Tanjiro. And animation doesn't really bother me. The story was on point. I became super glued after episode one when he got accused of rape, and basically that's when the whole city turned against him, and it turned out to not be the case. He was framed. They just kept fuck with him until he fucking lost it. Literally. As far as story goes, I feel like that's better than Demon Slayer. Animation is done by a UFO table for Demon Slayer. And, I mean, it was gorgeous. It was episode 20 that went viral with the, when he used his fire ability for the first time. That shit was fire. No pun intended. That shit was fire. It looks great. It looked great all through the thing. But the story lacks. This is a basic shonen story. You killed my family. I'm gonna find out who did this and why, and get revenge. Story. It's the same reason why people don't like Black Clover. They call it the magical Naruto. And I made the argument that at episode 120 of Black Clover is far away superior to episode 120 of Naruto Shippuden. Or the OG Naruto. Far more superior. And that's another popular anime that gets hate on, that gets flacked on. People say they can't watch Demon Slayer because of Asta's voice, how he's always yelling. I'm like, why are people so fucking pretentious? Like, my guy, sit your punk ass down. Turn the TV on. Open up Crunchyroll. And enjoy some shit for what it is. Why are people always complaining about, oh, this guy's stupid. This guy's laughs too much. This guy cries a lot. Yada, yada, yada. There's a whole point behind a lot of this shit. And for sure, I need to go ahead and watch Black Clover, because Black Clover is probably the most improved anime of 2019. I remember at first I had issues getting with the two, but man, that shit is an entire bop. You not gonna skip none of that. This next arc that's coming up for my superior manga people is about to be goated again. The elves arc was on point, but this one's about to be goated again, and we're getting some backstory on people like Yuno and his family, allegedly. So if you're not reading Black Clover, go ahead and watch it. And by the time you catch up, you'll be like, yo, Rich Sensei was talking the scripture. What is it? What's the scripture? The scripture is like, what is it? Galatians 4:16. And it says, and I quote, I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth. And that holds consistent because people don't like hearing the truth. But it is what it is, man. You got your taste. Your taste is mid, but you got your taste. We all start somewhere. Man, I'm ashamed of myself. I haven't touched my Switch in almost a month. Besides here and there. But I haven't really sat down and played my Switch for like a month. So my kids. So I have an old TV. I got it when I was in Korea. Living in Korea. Paid $30 for it. Brand new. Pristine. So I put that TV in my kids' playroom. And we had like a Roku. One kind of these like plug-in or whatever. We had one of those. And since we moved, I can't find it. And sometimes, maybe bad parenting, but sometimes I gotta study. I gotta get shit done. We gotta do homework. Me and my wife are both in school. So, I've been using my Switch to keep them entertained and to keep them off the main television in the house. Which, by the way, Rory, my daughter, she took one of my screwdrivers. I don't know how she got it. Let's blame her mother. Took one of my screwdrivers to the main TV in the house. I mean, it's still watchable, but just knowing that the scratches are there, it just irks me so bad. It was one of my tweakers, one of my smaller screwdrivers for like electrical panels when I was doing electrician work. But she destroyed something sacred. It's a Sony Bravia 4K HRD. And it was like, after I bought the mount and everything from Best Buy to hang it up with my fireplace, it was like $2,000-something. And to this day, the TV holds its value. It's still that same much. So, I'm gonna have to keep my office. My wife bought a futon for me. I'm gonna bring the futon upstairs and set it up one of these days because I hate fucking setting shit. Yo, my garage is full of boxes. Where I live at, there's like one company that does like recycling, but they don't take all your shit. So I got a garage full of moving boxes. So if y'all niggas is in goddamn the Midwest somewhere need some boxes, hit me up. I could probably build another house with as many boxes I got in my garage right now. But I'm gonna get me a nice little mini fridge, put it in my office, get me my own television, bring all my shit upstairs, because my kids don't appreciate nothing that I have. There's nothing sacred in this house when it comes to those children. Y'all pray for me. I'm about to have another one soon. Time's ticking. But I'm gonna have to really change this room up. It's a weird room. It's like, it's long, but on top of my garage, so it's like got that short T ceiling, but it's not like the other rooms, it's just very small, but it's enough. I can't get a super huge TV in here or a super huge TV stand, but I get something low profile on a decent sized TV, I'll be alright. But yeah, man, let's go back to anime. Again, this week I haven't really watched shit because, you know, school's a priority. And I ain't been watching much, but I do want to say that there are people out here sleeping on sports anime. I mean, I get it. Some people don't. Typically, this is true back in the day. Typically, the people who watch anime don't really care for sports, period. But as somebody who plays sports in high school, as somebody who enjoys sports, as somebody who watches anything, sports anime is fucking goated. When I say goated, I mean it's not to be slept on. If you ain't watching, you need to pull up and watch something. My first sports anime was Slam Dunk. That was back in the day. I revisited this genre recently when I got into Kuroko no Basket, or English, Kuroko's Basketball. That shit had me hooked. Just the flashiness of everything. Then I started watching Ahiru no Sora. It's an ongoing one right now. It's not as flashy. So far the story's good. But the most recent episode was like, oh shit, like you're happy for the main character, you know what I'm saying? But let me tell you what the greatest sports anime of all time is. Not of all time. That's subjective terminology. The best sports anime, in my opinion, that's still currently running right now, is goddamn Haikyuu. And season 4 just dropped. It's on like episode 7 or 6, some shit like that. It started like the first week of January. But every Friday, man, Haikyuu, Crunchyroll, fire. And people will hear me say it's fire and still won't fucking tune in to watch it. And I'm trying to tell y'all, man, Galatians 4:16, I am therefore your enemy because I tell you the truth. Y'all niggas need to pull up and do this. But Haikyuu is for real. Something special. I need everybody to go ahead and make a to-do list, you know what I'm saying? I don't think there's no Haikyuu dub. I think it's popular here, but there's no dub for it, which is fine. I mean, they're all playing volleyball. Haikyuu means volleyball. You need to go in there and watch it though. What else? I had something else to talk about. Oh yes, let me speak on the unsolicited hate that my guy Robert Pattinson has been getting since he's been announced as Batman. Even recently, they showed like a red screen test of his bat suit, and they've seen the emblem redesign. But people are saying that he's too small to play Batman. But this is like year one Batman. Like, I just hit puberty. I got money. I want to fight crime Batman. And every time something comes out and people dislike it on the internet, it tends to be fucking good. And people were complaining about Joaquin Phoenix's Joker. And he just won an Oscar. It was a phenomenal film. And it made people uncomfortable. It's a conversation that people had to talk about. I mean, they got Colin Farrell as the Penguin, Paul Dano as the Riddler, Jeffrey Wright as Commissioner Gordon, and Zoe Kravitz as Catwoman. The roster stacked in the favor of success. It's supposed to come out June next year. And it's gonna be fire. I just can't understand, like, why people hate things for no reason. Like, give people chances. With that being said, since we're on movies, let me talk about Sonic. Sonic had the best opening weekend, bringing in $60 million. Mind you, Sonic redid their movie and then became broke. They had to shut down the studio that made it. So people are going to see Sonic, and people are enjoying it. And I love that, because those people, we literally cyberbullied Hollywood into fixing their shit before they put it out. I'm just glad that people are really out here supporting righting their wrongs, you know? And it's good. People are saying it's like probably one of the best filming movies they ever seen. And I know Jim Carrey, he's lit in it. I'm not doubting that man at all. But it came out Valentine's Day, it came out Friday. So myself, when I get time, I'm gonna go support it. But when I got time, I want to see the My Hero Academia movie coming out on the 26th. But that's too close to baby's deadline. And I gotta go down to Indianapolis to watch the movie, because there's nothing up here in Lafayette. That shows it. But another thing before I sign out and let y'all go about your day. Goddamn, why do people always feel the need to spoil something that nobody else seen? I'm not talking about spoiling like, oh, this manga's been out for fucking 10 years and you just decide not to watch it. Not that kind of spoil. People are actively spoiling the new My Hero Academia movie. Openly. With the Rising Heroes. There's a part in there that's gonna get you fucking hype. Especially if you're a fan of the show, it's gonna hype you the fuck up. And mind you, this is all canon. This is all happening, you know what I'm saying? So far, both My Hero movies have been canon. They have been a part of the actual original storyline. But this one was gonna shake the whole game up. But anyways, people feel, because there's like leaked clips and it's like leaked online or whatever from overseas. Same thing with Endgame, like what do you get out of spoiling shit? Like, why can't you just let motherfuckers enjoy shit for what it is? That's a big ass human flaw. Having the urge to want to ruin somebody's day for no reason at all except for your entertainment. That's a big human flaw for you. But anyways, people are spoiling My Hero Academia, new movie, coming out at the end of the month. It kind of pissed me off, but at the same time, I'm the one partaking in these discussions about these animes via these different group chats. Shout out to Nia. She's my promotee via Facebook, everything, Instagram. But, Nia, stop inviting me to the damn chats.
What Thing With You came out recently, I believe. The What Thing With You or My Name? Anyways, I seen it yet. I've seen some of the older Studio Ghibli films, but I haven't seen Weathering With You.
I'm gonna sit down on it. I'm gonna give a whole honest opinion next week, next Saturday. I'm gonna give my opinion, my review on Weathering With You, or is it Your Name? The newest one just came out when I was in theaters recently. But hey, man, I mean, I'm gonna let y'all go about your day. Y'all stay blessed, be great. I hope everybody's eating. When I say eating, I don't mean physically eating. I mean, they doing what they supposed to do to get by, to survive. And as we've seen with Kobe Bryant and this young child from South Carolina, rest in peace, Kobe, rest in peace, Gigi. We need to take every day as if it's our last day on earth. If you have kids, tell your kids you love them. Tell your mother you love them. Tell your father you love them. If you're not in a good relationship with your parents, or the family member, just call them, like, I forgive you. Cause life is too short and it can end too quickly for you to be complaining and worrying about petty stuff. Love thy neighbor. And take care. Rich Sensei, out.
Aw, man, it's already over. Shaking my head. Thanks for tuning into the Blurred Corner. Rich Sensei will be back soon. So please like, subscribe, and follow at the Blurred Corner on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. See you later!